Welcome back to our Little Reputations Rewind, where we share a back catalog episode from our Patreon content, Little Reputations. This week's episode is, in some way, connected to the Big Reputation episode that came out 2 weeks ago. Let us know why you think we chose this episode to share. The episodes are generally 20 minutes to half an hour, and in them we discuss women who might not necessarily have a big reputation, but who we think are pretty cool to learn about anyway. Remember, if you enjoy these episodes, you can always sign up for our Patreon, subscribing as a math scientist for just $5 a month. With that, you'll get our entire back catalog of Little Reputations, as well as all of our newest episodes. This month, we'll be sharing our episode on Kiki Palmer, which was a relatively recent Little Reputation episode released on November 22nd, 2023. Enjoy!
Welcome back, our little
math scientists.
Oh my God, so I went to a podcast taping for this podcast that I like called Raised by Wolves, and someone posted they were calling ourselves wolfies, and I was like, I love that. I didn't know that's what we're calling ourselves, but like, we're wolfies. And I was
that's cool.
Yeah, it's like Raised by Wolves, like, it's funny.
Yeah, I don't know what, like, if we actually took the title of our podcast and gave them a name, I feel like it would be more of a struggle. It'd be like reps.
our big reps.
Biggies. No,
our but biggies. I don't love that.
I don't either.
I mean, it is the Brooklyn way, but I don't love that.
So, Matthews, hello. Today,
we want to talk to you about a very special person.
Yes, we do.
A person that you probably already know, but like, you're like, how do I know this person? So today we're talking about American actress and singer Lauren Kiana Palmer, more commonly known as Kiki Palmer. So Kiki was born August 26th, 1993. That feels like yesterday.
I know. Like, whenever I do anything with my students and I'm like, yeah, you know, I graduated high school before most of you were born. And there's a few of them left that were born in like 98, 99, who maybe are like, not fully non-traditional students, but like waited a year or
but a lot whatever. Of them were like 2003 stuff. Yep. I see that now and I'm just like, oh, gross.
The freshman class would have been born in, many of them, in 2005.
Yeah, that's wild to me. Like, it's I feel ancient.
So 1993 is like, I mean, that's 30 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, that's not super.
It's not
young.
That long it ago, feels but young. It feels, yeah.
It's because you can remember what you were doing. Like, I know I was, like, in, like, kindergarten or something. But, like, I remember, like, I was aware of life.
You had an existence.
Yeah.
You weren't just, like,
had stuff to do.
An infant, yeah. Anyway, Kiki was born in Harvey, Illinois, and raised in Robbins, Illinois, which, because I was, like, I don't know anything except Chicago.
Yeah, right.
It's about a half hour south of Chicago, for those not familiar with the area. I'm not sure if it's part of, like, Chicago suburbs still, or if it's, like, the edge of Chicago. Chicago's weird like that. Like, what
there's a lot
parts
of
are neighborhood
yeah.
and what parts are, like,
city?
They have this thing called, like, Chicagoland, which is, like, definitely not Chicago proper, but they're, like, the first round of or maybe the second round of towns outside of Chicago. So I wasn't really sure where this fell, but it's a half hour south of Chicago. So
I'm like, I'm sure it's fine.
The geography nerd in me wanted to know.
I'm like, if we have listeners from Chicago, please explain it. If not,
Ashley,
I will be all right.
Ashley, you lived there long enough. Tell us.
I was like, she's not from Chicago. Okay.
No, but she lived there for a good number of years. Anyway, Kiki. Kiki's parents' names are Sharon and Larry Palmer. The two met in drama school and had both worked as professional actors earlier in their lives before transitioning into full-time careers.
Larry is a ridiculous name.
Well, it is short for Lawrence.
I'm sure, but like Larry just sounds like are
like
we kidding?
Like the cucumber?
Is this your VeggieTales shit again?
Yes.
And with you and your VeggieTales. I was like, who would name a cucumber? And I was like, oh, it must be this VeggieTales thing.
Yeah, it's Bob the Tomato and Larry the Cucumber. Obviously.
Why Bob? I don't know. I can't.
I'm Why Larry. I, just because they're generic names, right?
I guess.
Anyway.
Larry is just like such a... Larry just sounds like we're all kidding. I don't know. It just sounds like such a... I can't take anyone named Larry seriously.
And then the problem with Bob is you take Bob's way too seriously.
No, you don't. Well, because you have a Bob.
Well, I was going to say, really know a Bob. My stepdad's name is Bob. Yeah. My grandfather's name is Bob.
Like, that's another character who, like, it feels like a blue-collar worker. I could picture them with, like, a can of beer, but they are not serious at all.
Oh, yeah. See, they're, like, you got to meet my chill stepdad sometime. He is, I mean, he's chill, but he's, like... He's like the silent brooding type. I don't know.
I'd call him Bobbert.
Some people have. Some people have.
Yes. So Kiki, again, regular name. I guess more regular than Larry. So she grew up in a Catholic family, and her father was even the deacon of their church. Larry is a deacon. I can't. Sorry, Larry.
Anyway. He's a cucumber.
He's a deacon. He's a cucumber. Was Larry the cucumber based on Larry Palmer?
Probably, yeah. No, because Larry the cucumber is so goofy. His character is like you know, you got a duo, and so like Bob the tomato is the straight man, and Larry the cucumber is the funny man. You know,
I love the you know aspect that you're throwing. Like you know how it goes when vegetables can talk and also like Jesus. That's the usually their vibe.
I'm just talking about like duos, not vegetables specifically, but yeah, you know, when vegetables talk.
Can't. So Kiki, who maybe loves vegetables, also loves singing and performing. So much so that when she was 9, she auditioned for the stage production of The Lion King. 2 years after she auditioned for The Lion King, she received her first role as Gina's niece in Barbershop 2, Backing Business. Gina is also played by the amazing Queen Latifah. I was going to ask if you've ever seen Barbershop 2, and I know the answer is absolutely no.
No, I have not. I haven't even seen Barbershop 1.
Listen, we'll sit down. We'll have a day. They're funny. Okay. They're
very funny. Yeah, I'm sure they are. And only 1 year after that, when Palmer was 12, she signed a record deal with Atlantic Records. So she's got her film. She's got her music. From there, though, the roles in acting just kept coming. She appeared in a television film called Knights of the South Bronx, and in the shows Second Time Around and ER. And in 2006, she had her acting breakthrough as Akilah in Akilah and the Bee. We'll come back to that more in a moment.
So Knights is spelled like Knights, so like with a K.
Oh, yeah, right. Like, yeah, like a knight in shining armor type knight, right?
Yeah. I was going to look it up, but it's got Ted Danson in it. I don't know how I feel about him.
I think he's okay. Is he okay? Is he not okay?
He did blackface once, and I've never forgiven him. But, okay. Like, he's in the good place, and he's good in it. But also, he did blackface that one time. While he was dating a black woman, my face is just like, I don't know. Like, yeah. Describe my face. I don't know. Ted Danson.
It's more than yikes. Her face is more than yikes.
But it's also, I don't know how to feel. So, Ted Danson, 50-50. Anyway, so other notable roles from Kiki's childhood include Madea's Family Reunion, Cleaner, Jump In, Tyler Perry's House of Pain, and Just Jordan. She also played the title character True Jackson VP from 2008 to 2011. That was a Disney Channel show, right?
Yeah.
I was too old to still watch Disney Channel stuff. Also, I didn't have the Disney Channel, so I never got into that stuff. But I do remember, there was hype around that show. I knew a lot of people who watched it still. And I was like, that girl seems cool.
No, because I was going to say, growing up, we didn't have cable, at all until I was 12. And then I just remember being so excited about getting the Disney Channel, about getting Nickelodeon. But I think the Disney Channel might have been an extra, it might have been the next tier. Because we didn't have that.
So, I didn't have cable for a long time. I had just the basic channels. And then I got regular cable, so I had Nickelodeon, so I had Are You Afraid of the Dark? And then later I got very into iCarly, which I think was around this time, but I still didn't have Disney.
So there was
a Disney was a higher tier, you're right.
Yeah,
you had
to
pay more for that.
There was a show on Nickelodeon that I had to sneak watch.
Salute Your Shorts.
It was the one with the slime. Not the game show one, but it was a sketch comedy one with Alanis Morissette.
All That?
No, before that. You can't do that on television.
Oh.
My mom would not let me watch that. And yeah. Which is funny because it must have been reruns because it said it.
It's like an old Canadian show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was definitely on Nickelodeon at some point. Or maybe there was a spinoff or something. Or I don't know. Anyway, maybe. I wasn't supposed to watch it, but I would.
I love the rebel in you. I'm proud of you for that. So while Kiki was doing her True Jackson VP, she was also continuing to build the singing career as well. So on September 18th, 2007, her debut album, So Uncool, was released. It charted at number 86 on the U.S. Billboard Top R&B / Hip Hop Album charts. That's not super great, but it is in the top 100. So that's more than I've done.
It's more than I'll ever do.
Yes.
Especially on the R&B and Hip Hop album list.
I mean, the way that like white rappers are taking over, you might have a chance.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. So let's shift now to her adult life. I mean, Palmer really is truly is a multi-hyphenate. She's a singer, an actor, a television host, a podcast host, an awards host, a voice actor, an author, an activist, a humanitarian, and like more. Looking at her voice roles, though, some that sort of stood out to me, she played Aisha in the Winx Club. She's Peaches in the Ice Age franchise. And pretty recently, she was Izzy Hawthorne in the animated Toy Story spinoff Lightyear.
So some of her TV roles include Kim in Scream Resurrection, Zayday in Scream Queens. I highly recommend that one. That was really, really good. Rochelle Hillhurst in Human Resource. And a fictionalized version of Tiffany Haddish's character, Danner, in a season 2 episode of After Party.
Yeah, so this is like, Tiffany Haddish plays this detective in After Party. And in this episode, it's like her telling the story. So it's like meta. And so she has like characters acting out the quote unquote real people. So yeah, Kiki Palmer plays a fictionalized version of a fictionalized character.
That's always been on my list. I heard that show's really good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. To me, like the best way to sort of that I would market it is Knives Out, but goofy.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because it's like murder mysteries.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're standalone seasons as well.
But you've decided what I'm going to be watching. There's only 2 seasons?
There's only seasons. And I don't think, like, it's one of those things where if there is a third season, like, or if there isn't, it doesn't matter because they wrapped up.
Okay.
It's fair. The same.
Like True Detective.
Yeah, well, kind of. Because After Party, it does have the same two, like, there's 2 main characters from the first season who are part of it. So, like, Sam Richardson's character is in both seasons. He's sort of the main one. And then Tiffany Haddish's character is also in both seasons.
Okay. So, of course, we do have to mention her most recent role as M. Haywood in the 2022 film Nope.
And beyond acting and singing, Palmer has also recently launched her own streaming service, Key TV, a Black-led digital platform that gives Black creators more opportunities to show themselves and their work.
So mostly we know her for her breakthrough role as the title character in Akeelah and the Bee, which was about a bright 11-year-old girl from a poor neighborhood that competes in a national spelling bee. And while this first role is probably among her most iconic, she has done countless roles since then that are equally as impressive. If you look at her IMDb, she's acted in 105 roles and has 6 in the works and has produced 12 films, TV shows, and podcasts as well. Like, she's busy.
She's like everywhere.
So I feel like when she popped up on the scene for Everyone, and this sounds funny because I feel like Black people have known about Kiki Palmer for forever. Mm-hmm. But when like other races started to acknowledge her, it was during this, she went viral while doing this lie detector test for Vanity Fair, where she was asked to identify all these like photos of people. And she gets a photo of Dick Cheney and she goes, you can hear it, right? I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous, but I don't know who this man is. I mean, he could be walking down the street. I wouldn't know a thing. I'm sorry to this man. And it is so funny and so honest. And if you just Google I am sorry to this man, it pops up right away. It's hysterical. And it was like people, some people's like first like notion of Keke Palmer just be like, who is this girl? Like,
that's
it's
awesome.
Okay that you don't know who Dick Cheney is, because like, why would you like,
why I would mean, you want to like you're
yeah.
I mean, I think like, was it when he was already vice president?
This was very recent.
It was after. This, yeah. It was after.
He died, right? It was after he died, I think.
Did he die?
Is he dead?
Dick Cheney.
I'm dead? Sorry to this man if he's not dead. Like, I, buddy, did he
no,
die?
No, he's 82.
Oh, I'm sorry to this man. Live your life, Dick Cheney.
But don't ever serve in public office again. Thank you very much.
No, thanks.
That's funny, though. I love that. No, I didn't even know that story. I just knew. I mean, I guess I mostly just knew it from Aquila and the Bee. Palmer has also received her share of awards and achievements. She's won a Primetime Emmy Award, 6 NAACP Image Awards, 2 BET Awards, a Black Reel Award, and more. She's currently nominated for a Primetime Emmy for Outstanding Host for a game show. She hosted Password, I guess a reboot of that. Mm-hmm. And in 2019, she was included in the Times 100 Next list, which puts a spotlight on 100 rising stars who are shaping the future in business, entertainment, sports, politics, science, health, and more.
So where is she now? So we'll look at it as what has she been up to in 2023? Because she's a very busy
person. Yeah, like there's too much going on with her, right?
So she gave birth to her son, Leotis Andrelton Jackson. That is such a civil rights sounding name.
I'm like, here for it.
This kid is going to save us all. On February 25th of this year. That was not even that long ago.
No.
That's crazy. That's yeah.
That's a new baby.
Right? A few weeks before she gave birth, it was announced that she would star in a film called Super Toys alongside Sacha Baron Cohen.
In June, she was announced as having been invited to join the Academy as an actor. Now, like, okay, so maybe I'm dumb. I don't know. But like, I don't know how all this works. But it feels like that should have already happened.
No, I think that just means now you have voting rights. Because like the Academy, like the Academy Awards, like they vote. So you get like screeners and you get to like vote on things. So you become like a voting member of the quote-unquote Academy.
That makes more sense. Because like I was looking at the
list.
She's
been acting forever. Yeah. So it's like.
I was looking at the list and it was like Ki Hoi Kwan, Taylor Swift, Bill Hader. I was like, so I didn't know what got them an invitation. I don't know about Taylor Swift. That seems like a strange one.
Why does Taylor Swift get an invite? Like, that seems weird, but.
I guess she's got influence and maybe like.
Is Beyonce a member of the Academy?
She should be.
She's actually been in movies.
Yeah, well, Beyonce. I would hope so. Unless it might be something where. No, because it still said like these people were invited, but if they accepted, it would bring the number up to like however many. I don't remember. Mm. So
I'm very interested. Put that on the list of things that we research separately. I'm interested in that.
Yeah. Now. How does one become a member of the Academy?
Yeah.
Anyway, Palmer also starred in Usher's music video, Fall of the House of Usher. No, I'm just kidding. In his music video, Boyfriend, which actually just came out on August 16th this year.
And of course, a week and a half ago from when this comes out, we also learned that Keke filed a restraining order against Darius Jackson, her ex-boyfriend and the father of her son, Leotis. She claims that Jackson was volatile and dangerous to both her and her son. She has filed for a temporary restraining order and is seeking full custody of her 8-month-old son. Currently, like, Black Twitter is losing its mind because, Darius, we just learned who you were 8 months ago. Like, how dare you treat this woman like this?
Seriously.
And during that whole, did you hear about all of that during, she went to the Usher show? That's how the boyfriend video even came out. So she went to the Usher show and she was wearing a dress and it wasn't even anything very scandalous. It was just like kind of, I think it was a long dress, but it was like supposed to have the illusion that it was see-through and it was like sparkly. And he went to Twitter, her boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend now, and was like, wow, how disrespectful of like a mother and how disrespectful of like a mother and my, because they're not married. So I don't know what he referred to
my
her as.
My woman.
Like, maybe girlfriend, maybe. But he just like went off about like how disrespectful was it she would wear such an outfit and like be out all night. And like, I was like, did you call her? Like, did you text her? Or did you just go straight to the internet? Because, like, she came home to the, like, she found out she was trending, like, while she was, like, still out for the night. And, like, he's had to, like, kind of roll himself back and, like, excuse himself. But, like, the community has been done with him. Like,
yeah.
People have been talking, like, hot shit about him. Like, who do you think you are? Like, you are with this woman who is so incredibly talented, so funny, sweet, kind, has this beautiful baby with you, and I don't know what you do for a living, but you could actually do fucking nothing and just sit back and take care of this kid and bask in the glow that is Keke Palmer.
Being all jealous and violent.
Yeah, like, you're a disgusting person. So that's how I feel about him.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was looking up some of the news things about, and, you know, when it first comes out, everybody drops, like, the exact same, like, paragraph story or whatever. Yeah. But it's just like, that seems really sus on, like, of him.
Yeah.
Not her. Like, I completely stand with her.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we've got some little facts for you. So you might think that her nickname Keke is short for her middle name Kiana, right? Because that's where the cake seems to match up. But apparently not. It actually came about because her older sister had an imaginary friend named Keke before Palmer was born and wanted to call her little sister that instead.
That's really funny.
It's cute, right?
I like that they all, like, stuck with it.
Yeah. Palmer was the first Black woman and the youngest person ever to play Cinderella on Broadway.
That's impressive. I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, like, I wish I had the money to go to more Broadway because I feel like so many of those actors later go on and have, like, their names blow up. And it's just like, oh, I saw them when they were blah, 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 you know, be cool. On a personal note, Palmer has dealt with polycystic ovary syndrome, often referred to as PCOS, her whole life, basically. And for those who aren't familiar, it's a common endocrine disorder that many women deal with and is actually named after the cysts that develop on ovaries. So honestly, I think it's really great that she shared this with people because it can help normalize, like, some of the symptoms people have to deal with and maybe have them be able to get help sooner.
Yeah. Or at least make it, like, relatable. Like, I know that PCOS can cause, like, you get, like, a lot of outbreaks, and sometimes she has, like, a lot of outbreaks and, like, has to, like, talk about, like, this is why my face looks like this, and it's like, it's because I have PCOS, and it's like,
yeah,
that's it. Like, you're not gonna, like, bully someone who has acne because, like, this is, like, some medical,
it's normalizing
condition.
It right?
Yeah, it is absolutely normalizing it. Yeah,
and that's what I love that she was willing to share that. You know, it's some it's everyone's own business. If she didn't want to share it, that's her thing, but because she did, in this case, I think it helps normalize it. She is also an active supporter of the Black Lives Matter movement, and in 2020, she marched in Hollywood as part of the George Floyd protests. She even addressed the movement during her opening monologue in the 2020 MTV Music Video Awards.
Well, she announced her pregnancy while hosting Saturday Night Live.
Love that.
She also works with numerous charity groups, speaking to children about the importance of learning. She's a supporter of Urban Farming, the Girl Scouts, and YWCA, and Saving Our Daughters. What's YWCA, do you know?
The Young Women's Christian Association. It's like the women's version of YMCA.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that YMCA was a man's version of YMCA.
I mean, back in the day when it was originally created, because it was a place that, like,
young
like
man,
the song.
You could, yeah, exactly.
Like,
okay.
The song, yeah.
They do say young like, man. They're not inclusive. They tell you. You know what? I should have known. So she's also known as Keke Keep a Bag Palmer. That just means that she's always working and making money.
All right.
Clearly. Yeah. So she was also the youngest talk show host ever at just 20 years old. Palmer's show, Just Keke, on BET made her the youngest talk show host in history in 2014.
I mean, she's literally everywhere and doing everything.
She is. That's why I'm like, people don't know about her. Like, when the whole Vanity Fair thing happened, people were like, oh, who is that? And I was like, that's fucking Keke Palmer. What are you talking about?
What are you,
like,
talking about?
Been everywhere. She does everything. Like, she's not just like,
new on Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And also, like, I think noting all the things that she's done and all the places she's been plays into this, and why we paired her with Natalie Wood, right? Because as child actors who, like, kept going in their careers and kept succeeding, but also kept it like
honest themselves.
Yeah, themselves. Yeah. They stayed honest to themselves. Couple quotes. So the first one, don't depend on a guy for your happiness. You have to live your own life and do your own thing. That's when good things come around. When you do your own thing and you're not worried about a man, it will happen in due time.
Facts.
I mean, and look, she had a man around and...
And look what that did for her. Now she's like, thank God she didn't get married.
Yeah.
Honestly, it would have been harder to like separate everything, like their money, mm-hmm. everything. Like, thank God. Anyway, so another quote from her is, I think people should have fun and don't get too down on yourself. Enjoy life and be the best person you can be. I mean, she's clearly living that. Like, she can be like open and honest and like vulnerable, but like her thing is joy, clearly. Like, she wants people to be joyful. She expresses joy in such like a wonderful, relatable way.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Whenever you see her in a video or whatever, like you get that energy from her.
For sure. For sure.
If you want more information, there is Big Boss. Yes, it is an album, but it's also a 41-minute musical narrative about Palmer's early career in the male-dominated music industry. So I love this sort of return to telling stories through the music, like Beyoncé with Lemonade and all of that. Like, you get whole, like, it's a story. It's a whole narrative within this album, and that's what this is.
There's also Baby, This is Kiki Palmer. That's Kiki Palmer's podcast, where she dives into topics that's on her mind and chats with special guests and gets answers to questions that keep her up at night.
That's her little catchphrase. I was like, oh, I think I want to listen to this. But she talks to lots of people.
Yeah. And about, like, I remember there was something that was like, what does conditioner do or something? Like, yeah. I was like, it's so simple. She's just so like wildly relatable. And just like, how many times have you been like, we should research that. What is that? Like,
Yeah. And also we have Kiki Palmer is the internet sweetheart, but the multi-hyphenate is more than just the queen of memes, by Danya Isawai, for The Cut. And yes, it's one of those ridiculous titles, but it does have a lot of cool information in it.
When are we going to stop doing that?
When we blow up the internet and we need to like go back to paying by the letter.
When we have to do printing press. So it's like, damn, it's going to take forever.
Yeah, she was a cool one to cover. I was really glad to like dig into the research on her, because again, kind of like with our big rep, it's like I knew of her, but I didn't know about her. So
yeah, and I feel like we could absolutely do, she's gonna give us more material, we could do another one in like 2 years. Like, she's constantly working, she's constantly doing something. So like, stay tuned, there's definitely gonna be more about Kiki Palmer.
There you go. All right, everyone, we'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye.
Bye.